Part 2. You will hear a radio interview with an expert on water called Robert Hardwick. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
It's something we cook, wash and clean with. We turn on the tap and it is delivered to us. Most of us take it for granted at the moment. But will we be able to in future? Here to answer that question is ecologist and hydrologist with the World Water Organization, Dr. Robert Hardwick.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Now, as we know, we in the developed world still have full access to safe, clean water at any time. But this is not the case everywhere. So, what are the problems linked to the availability of water?
First of all, it must be remembered that around 90% of water across the world is used to irrigate crops. This is clearly essential, as we have to feed well over 6 billion people. And according to forecasts, this figure may well rise to 9 billion by the middle of the century.
What is your organisation doing to ensure there will be enough water to grow food in future?
The first step is to identify exactly how much water we have. Surprisingly, it's a difficult task, as calculations involving estimations of rainfall, evaporation, and runoff in rivers have to be made. Then we need to look at the consumption of water for agriculture, domestic water, and for industry, and estimate what they might be in the future. This means bringing in experts from different fields like climate and hydrology. Then there are the water resource engineers, who understand how water is stored, how the population uses water, and how water is supplied to where it's needed.
What have your calculations revealed so far?
Most importantly, we have reached the conclusion that we need to come up with a new management strategy for water. This strategy needs to be formulated quickly, because there have been forecasts that approximately 2/3 of the world's population will live in countries with moderate or severe water shortages by the year 2025.
How aware is the public of the potential problems regarding water in the future?
We're working to raise awareness. For example, we have World Water Day, held on the 22nd of March annually. Every year there's a different theme, and one of the most recent ones was water use in urban areas, because for the first time ever, over half the global population live in cities.
And how well do we manage water in domestic situations?
Not very well, I'm afraid. We waste a lot, so we have to encourage people to change their behaviour. This isn't easy because, as you said, so many people take it for granted. In my opinion, education is the way forward if we are to make people aware that water is a valuable resource.
What you're saying, then, is that as individuals, we're using far too much water.
Yes, I am. Estimates vary greatly, but each person in the UK uses approximately 150 litres a day, which is far too much. I know that we use relatively little water at home compared to agricultural usage, but every little bit we save helps. If we fix leaking taps, turn off the tap when we brush our teeth, and use less water to flush the toilet, we can make significant water savings.
Apart from our bad habits, are there any other reasons why we aren't careful with our water?
The main one is our false beliefs. Many people believe that because it rains so frequently in the UK, water is plentiful. But this is not the case. In the southeast of England, for instance, there is less water available per person than that which is available to each person living in hot countries like Sudan and Syria.
That is surprising. Can we get back to our original question of what will happen in future?
As you can see, it's a complicated picture. A lot of coordination is needed to come up with plans to secure our water supply. Also, our domestic use is not sustainable in the long term, so we'll have to change our habits, which is no easy task. It's a huge challenge, but I am hopeful because we're working on it with the best experts available.
Thank you, Robert. Now we'll take a musical break with Wet, Wet, Wet and Love Is All Around.
Now you'll hear part two again.
It's something we cook, wash and clean with. We turn on the tap and it is delivered to us. Most of us take it for granted at the moment. But will we be able to in future? Here to answer that question is ecologist and hydrologist with the World Water Organization, Dr. Robert Hardwick.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Now, as we know, we in the developed world still have full access to safe, clean water at any time. But this is not the case everywhere. So, what are the problems linked to the availability of water?
First of all, it must be remembered that around 90% of water across the world is used to irrigate crops. This is clearly essential, as we have to feed well over 6 billion people. And according to forecasts, this figure may well rise to 9 billion by the middle of the century.
What is your organisation doing to ensure there will be enough water to grow food in future?
The first step is to identify exactly how much water we have. Surprisingly, it's a difficult task, as calculations involving estimations of rainfall, evaporation, and runoff in rivers have to be made. Then we need to look at the consumption of water for agriculture, domestic water, and for industry, and estimate what they might be in the future. This means bringing in experts from different fields like climate and hydrology. Then there are the water resource engineers, who understand how water is stored, how the population uses water, and how water is supplied to where it's needed.
What have your calculations revealed so far?
Most importantly, we have reached the conclusion that we need to come up with a new management strategy for water. This strategy needs to be formulated quickly, because there have been forecasts that approximately two-thirds of the world's population will live in countries with moderate or severe water shortages by the year 2025.
How aware is the public of the potential problems regarding water in the future?
We're working to raise awareness. For example, we have World Water Day, held on the 22nd of March annually. Every year there's a different theme, and one of the most recent ones was water use in urban areas, because for the first time ever, over half the global population live in cities.
And how well do we manage water in domestic situations?
Not very well, I'm afraid. We waste a lot, so we have to encourage people to change their behaviour. This isn't easy because, as you said, so many people take it for granted. In my opinion, education is the way forward if we are to make people aware that water is a valuable resource.
What you're saying, then, is that as individuals, we're using far too much water.
Yes, I am. Estimates vary greatly, but each person in the UK uses approximately 150 litres a day, which is far too much. I know that we use relatively little water at home compared to agricultural usage, but every little bit we save helps. If we fix leaking taps, turn off the tap when we brush our teeth, and use less water to flush the toilet, we can make significant water savings.
Apart from our bad habits, are there any other reasons why we aren't careful with our water?
The main one is our false beliefs. Many people believe that because it rains so frequently in the UK, water is plentiful. But this is not the case. In the southeast of England, for instance, there is less water available per person than that which is available to each person living in hot countries like Sudan and Syria.
That is surprising. Can we get back to our original question of what will happen in future?
As you can see, it's a complicated picture. A lot of coordination is needed to come up with plans to secure our water supply. Also, our domestic use is not sustainable in the long term. So we'll have to change our habits, which is no easy task. It's a huge challenge, but I am hopeful because we're working on it with the best experts available.
Thank you, Robert. Now we'll take a musical break with Wet, Wet, Wet and Love Is All Around.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.